today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
And today is Friday, 3rd of Muharram, 1445. Of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 30th of Tir, 1402, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of July, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to verses 6 to 14 of chapter Fajr in this part, and then we'll listen to its important point. Then we go for our topic.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد
Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad?
إرم ذات العماد
With Iram, who had lofty pillars.
التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد
The likes of whom had never been created in the land.
وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد
And with Thamud, who carved out the rocks in the valley.
وفرعون ذي الأوتاد
And with Pharaoh, owner of the stakes.
الذين طغوا في البلاد
All of whom oppressed within the lands.
فأكثروا فيها الفساد
And increased therein the corruption.
فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب
So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment.
إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ
Indeed, your Lord is in observation.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A tradition from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, says that on his way to the north of Arabia, riding on the horseback for the Battle of Tabuk, he reached the valley of Thamud and ordered the others to make haste because they were in a cursed land. Undoubtedly, the Thamud had an advanced civilization with grandiose cities in their time, but the descriptions written about them are exaggerated and mythical. For example, some commentators have written that they had 1,700 cities all made of stone.
On the month of Muharram, and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura, see the struggle of Hussein.
Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? This is the topic of this episode of today's special. The tragedy of Karbala, the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, is one of the events of cosmic significance. It lessens concern not just one group of men and their relationship to the world, but all mankind. It is a moral paradigm. It teaches sacrifice and opposition to injustice. It teaches integrity of purpose, love of family, gentleness, and bravery. In fact, in the account of the tragic journey and martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, there are lessons in all the moral virtues. Perhaps the one that strikes most of us most forcefully is our own inadequacy in comparison with the enormous sacrifice Imam al-Hussein made on behalf of mankind. He voluntarily allowed himself to be the sacrificial victim seeking to fulfill the will of Allah. The Imam prepared himself for death. The symbols of his death are many, the suffering dreadful.
When we are commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, we are commemorating the Prophet himself. The Prophet himself. We are not neglecting the Prophet. Imam Hussein, we do not look at him in isolation from the Prophet. He is the grandson of the Prophet and he is part of the Prophet. Husseinun minni wa ana min Hussein. He is of me and I am of him. I am of him is very important, my friends. He is of me, yes, he's my grandson. Biologically, he's of me. But I am of him, this is very important. This explains to you that the Prophet himself was very keen on keeping the name of Hussein alive. Because in remembering Hussein, you are remembering the Prophet. You are remembering the message of the Prophet. You are remembering the Holy Quran. You are remembering the entire messages of a previous messengers of God and the prophets of God. The entire scriptures that God sent to the humanity. He is the continuation of the Prophet. When we commemorate him, when we weep for him, we are weeping for the Prophet himself. If you will, Imam Hussein is a representation of the Prophet, is a miniature of the Prophet. Is a smaller prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Though there is no prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, but Imam Hussein represents the Prophet in every aspect, of life. So when we say Hussein, it is not in isolation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. A grandson of a prophet, not only being murdered, we've seen a prophet being murdered, beheaded, but Imam Hussein being murdered. And according to historians, this never happened in any culture, in any place, in any religion, in any nation. The grandson of their leader, their prophet, being trampled upon by horses. In the battlefield, they crush his body. Not only behead him, but they crush his body completely. Completely. This never happened to anyone.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
From the list of lessons from Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, we can think and practice humility, which forms companionship. Imam al-Hussein was the grandson of the last messenger of Allah and was the son of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the most revered companion of the Prophet Muhammad. Yet Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was humbleness personified. He would never think of himself as superior to others. It was his humility that drew many companions towards him, including Hazrat Habib ibn Mazahir, who even at his old age came running to him when the Imam pleaded for help. And it was his humility that had all of his companions itching to die for the Imam, with Hazrat Qasim, peace be upon him, describing his death sweeter than honey. Imam Hussein's humility is something that you should aspire to replicate, as it will allow us to form strong companionships. It's beneficial for us to listen to a short part of the speech of Ayatollah Khamenei regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. The leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran said, "The struggle of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, has two dimensions. Therefore, it can have two outcomes, both of which would be good. One outcome was that Imam al-Hussein would be able to overcome Yazid by taking power out of the hands that suppressed the people and ruined their lives, then putting it back on the right path where it should have been. If this was achieved, the course of history wouldn't change. The other dimension is that if Imam al-Hussein did not achieve a political and humility victory for any reason, then at this point Imam al-Hussein would promote his words of truth like a perpetual and non-stop stream throughout history, not through a physical tongue, but through the language of sacrificing his blood and being oppressed, the language that the history would never ever forget it. The Imam al-Hussein did so."
Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about Bala being the core and the center of Ashura and learning from Ziyarat Ashura lessons. And one of those lessons is how to deal with our own trials and tribulations, how to stay away from harm, how to protect ourselves. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in a tradition, teaches us. He says, "Idha nazala bika makruh, fandur fa in kana laka hila fala ta'jiz." If makruh or bad or affliction or something that you do not like descends upon you, look and see if there is a hila. Look and see if there is a solution. If there is a solution, فَلَا تَعْجَزْ, don't be weak. Find the solution. Many of the problems we face can be remedied by solutions. For example, if somebody has problems in marriage, there are many steps that they can take to resolve these issues, to see counselors, to seek counsel, to get advice from their friends and family, to get advice from people that are qualified, from the scholars, and to remedy their marriage, and they learn how to treat their spouse properly, inshallah they'll have a good marriage. If we have problems with our financial situation, as we learn from this tradition, if there is a hila, if there's a solution, don't be weak, don't be lazy. Study hard, get a good education, work hard, and inshallah you'll get good sustenance, you get good rizq, be organized, you know, come to work on time, and you inshallah have a good sustenance. These are solutions that are in our own hands, that are in our own disposal. But then Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about other trials and tribulations. وَإِن لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ هِيلَ فَلَا تَجْزَى. But there are other makruh or other trials and tribulations that happen to us that are not in our own hands, that we cannot do anything about. What do we do then? What does Imam Ali alayhi salam tell us to do? For the first part, he says, لا تعجز, don't be weak, solve the problem. In the second part, it is narrated that he says, لا تجزع, don't have جزع, don't be anxious, don't be worried, don't break apart, be patient. So for us to remedy our problems, we can divide them into two parts. One are problems that we can resolve, inshallah, with prayer, with dua, with, inshallah, working hard, with not sinning, abstaining from sin. Many of our calamities will be, you know, separated from us. And then there are those other groups of calamities that Imam Ali says, when they fall upon you, la ta'jiza. These are calamities that happen to good people, that happen to other good people like the prophets and their successors. Some of the traditions say that the most amount of calamity happens on the prophets and their successors. So know that Allah is testing you. Be happy that He wants to elevate you in rank, that He wants good for you, that He wants you to come out of this world as a tried person, a person that has been tried and that has won and been successful in their tests.
Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month in which Imam al-Hussein and his true followers were martyred. That was all for today's special, and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.